Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
Here we go. It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. Good afternoon, sir.
That's me.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Although with elections and everything, is this week going to be freak out with Zeke Stout? So. I don't know.
I'm not going to freak out too much about it. I'm a little disappointed at it. It's, you know, but you know, politics is a strange animal.
And yes, it is.
There's so many little things that happen in the undercurrent and in the margins and all the other things. You sit back and you're like, do we really know? I mean, so anyway.
No.
If you looked at if and in all honesty, if you looked at what they actually. It's probably a good thing this is an earlier time in history, because all of these guys would be hung. They're holding office. They'd all be hung. So I guess it's good that we got iPhones and iPads and we're much more easier to get along with now and stuff. We got stuff, so it makes it easy to get along with.
There you go.
Smith & Wesson came out with a new gun called the Equalizer. And it's
interesting.
It's an interesting pistol. Supposedly it's easy to rack. It has what they refer to as versatile magazine capacity, all in a compact footprint, but they offer capacity 10, 13, and 15 rounds. It has a frame-mounted safety and a grip-mounted safety, and it looks like a cross between an M&P shield and that little 380 that they came out with.
Mm-hmm.
And
that grip safety, aesthetically, and I know aesthetics doesn't mean anything when you're coming to a functional tool.
Some people it does.
Yeah. It's just funky looking. Because it comes, you know, most grip safeties come back from the dovetail. This one almost looks like it's coming up from the face of the grip. Kind of weird looking.
Yeah. I'm fascinated that there's always somebody trying. Now, like with SIG, right? With SIG, they started out with the P365, which was an amazing gun.
Yeah.
10 rounds in that little itty bitty thing. But over the course of time, now they have evolved to the P365 Macro, which in you own one of those. You are not a, you don't exactly have a hand so much as a catcher's mitt, and yet how do you feel gripping that gun? I mean, have they enlarged it enough to actually make it a fighting gun?
Yeah, well, one of the things I noticed, I was reading articles, because everybody on here knows that when you get a new gun, you watch videos, you read articles, and you soak up everything you can about
that
gun.
Right.
And I found a new article, and it was saying, and I hadn't even compared it to my Glock 17, but the grip length is the same as the Glock 17.
On the Macro.
So, on the back, right.
Wow. So, what they've done, and I guess it comes down to, it'd be really nice if somebody would design a nice, slim, easy to conceal fighting pistol. Is that what everybody's seeking?
And that's, I haven't pushed the limits on the Macro yet for distance. right. and I know a fighting pistol. I get it. You know, I get that if stuff hits the fan, you don't want 100-yard shots with a pistol. I get that. I'm not sitting here going, oh, well, if I see a threat 100 yards away, I could take them out with my macro. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of nice to know your range, you know. So I haven't really pushed its limit. I think I've done about 20 yards with it, and it was still grouping pretty well at 20 yards for a smaller pistol. But I haven't really pushed it out past that.
I think the main thing, are you confident with it?
Yes. Well, I am 80%. I am 80% confident with it, and I'm going to go back to what I said a couple weeks ago. I have not taken a training with this pistol yet. I have done my own little training, but I have not gone to where somebody's pushing you. You're putting 500 rounds in a weekend downrange. You know, you're sweating. You're getting your adrenaline up. I haven't done anything like that yet. So I'm going to say 80% confident with it.
So...
Haven't had a malfunction yet either.
Okay. So are you going to, like with training, if I go to training, I try to take a minimum of 5 to 10 magazines with me. Are you going to buy all the magazines that you need to? Because with SIG, they're $50 a pop, aren't they? Because they're nice metal magazines.
You know, I haven't checked it.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it yet. I will probably, the first training I do, I'll probably just take the magazines that came with. Maybe buy one extra. Because typically when I train, and this is totally me, there's nothing wrong or right about this. It's just the way I am comfortable with. I like to train the way I carry. And right. typically I'll carry one extra mag.
Right. right?
I'm not going to have 10, 15 extra mags on me. I wear clothes that I wear every day. I don't go out there in an IDPA, you know, vest because I don't wear that every day. So I'll train in a t-shirt and jeans or shorts or whatever the temperature calls for. That's what I'll wear.
Right. Well, the reason I carry more magazines is I don't ever carry more than two on me. So if I go up the firing line, I have two. But I'll load 10 just so I don't have to constantly go back there and reload those two magazines every time after I sit there. And then plus that gives mm-hmm. me, especially, I always seem to take my training on the hottest time of the year. So then I can have a nice prolonged sit back and, you know, load magazines in the yep. shade session. But that's the only exactly. reason I do that. The reason I was asking the other thing is, like, when I went all in on this P320 thing, I had magazines out the wazoo, holsters out the wazoo, installed optics and all this other stuff, and then I found the gun to fail. And the kind of failure that it did fail was not exactly one that I could forgive. And now, I actually expect the macro to probably be the best of their striker-fired guns at the moment, just simply because it's the latest, and that means they've had all of that training, you know, testing and evaluation going through, and they've learned from it, and they put it in this gun. So I would expect this gun to be probably the best striker-fired gun they offer of any of them. But
I agree.
Yeah.
I've shot... Gosh, I have three different of the P320s. One's the X5 Legion, one's the XG Scorpion, and one is just the compact P320, you know, plain Jane.
Right.
Loved all those. The trigger is a little lacking in the plain Jane stock one, but you can do some work on it pretty simply and make it a little bit better of a trigger. I've shot the regular 365. I never shot the 365 XL just because the regular 365, I mean, it was better than most other, you know, itty bitty guns like that, but it still just felt odd in my hand.
Yeah.
So I didn't even bother with the XL. And then they came out with the macro, which was perfect. It had the tininess of 365 with the length and capacity of a Glock 17. And I'm like, okay, that's where it's at. And I agree. It's probably the best one they put out track fire wise.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. Zeke is the chief cook and bottle washer at MGS Trade School, where you can learn a new trade for less than it costs to buy a nice couch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
In fact, this is not a plug. I am actually going to be checking them out today because I need a new holster for the macro.
Well, I'll tell you the thing about DeSantis. If they have a holster showing, that means they have it in stock. They are one of the few holster purveyors out there that you don't have to wait for 6 weeks to get a holster.
So, I like it.
Yeah. They have such a gigantic network of dealers that they're just constantly filling orders. So it's one of those things where I prefer them if I can, as a sponsor, of course I prefer them, because if I can use them, I will. There's some holsters they don't make yet, but the thing is, if they get the CAD drawings for any gun, they'll make a holster for them. So, I mean, it's really they're one of the better, well, if not the best. I mean, Gene DeSantis has been making holsters. He started making holsters at his kitchen table in the 70s. How old were you in the 70s?
I was born in 76.
So, he probably started making holsters at his kitchen table before you were born.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So as always, we've strayed from that equalizer.
Yes, and we have.
Is that a testament to how good the macro is? Because every time we try to talk about another small gun, we end up on the macro.
Well, you know, the thing about the macro, like I said, it has the benefit. I think SIG actually makes a very good gun. I think with the SIG P320, I think they had a great the actual gun itself, the frame itself, the grip, everything about the gun, I love. The mechanics of the gun, I think they rushed. And then, I mean, I don't know how many iterations they've gone through. My understanding is that with the SIG P320s, for example, that the straight trigger guns have fewer problems than the curved trigger guns. I don't know what that could possibly be. But when I look at the macro, I just think about the macro. I mean, with the 365, they had already hit a home run with the 365. And now with the macro, they've got all of this time with the 320 looking at it. They've had all this time to refine the package. I just think the macro was probably the best gun they make. Striker-fired gun.
I'm right there with you.
So, I mean, they make a quality pistol, all of their double-action, single-action pistols, and I've owned one of their 1911s. All of those guns are very high quality. It was the P320, which I guess they tried to imitate, but be better than Glock. And it's that fire control unit. That's the main thing. The fire control unit seems to. But I mean, I think the reason I keep coming back to the macro is the macro is probably the most the best new striker fire gun out there, any name brand.
I concur.
Currently, and all these other guys though that keep coming out there saying we've made a gun so tiny that you can hide it in the heel of your shoe. That's great, unless you have to grip it. And
yeah.
Everybody always seems to and. The other reason is with the macro, they got bigger, and now they've hit a sweet spot, haven't they? They've hit a spot where you can carry that gun.
They did. They took the Goldilocks method. You know, this one's a little too small. Okay, well, this one's a little too big.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's just right.
Yeah. So,
but you know, back to the equalizer, I'm looking at that grip, and it's a lot wider. You know, I don't know the dimensions of it, but it looks, you know, a good finger width wider behind the magazine, which might help with a small gun like that.
I would love to find out what makes it so much easier to rack the slide. That tells me the spring is lighter.
Right. Which anybody that's ever done competition, the lighter spring can be nice, but can be rough. And sometimes, you know, cycling, there might be cycling issues with it.
Yeah, but the competition guns, I mean, those are dialed in. It's all based on a mathematical equation with the mass of the slide versus the weight, you know, the recoil of the recoil coefficient of the spring and how much it's going to push back and how hot is the load. And they dial that in.
Yeah, that's why I just go, can it shoot good?
this
I gun, don't know what you just said.
I would think that with a gun that has a very light slide, that is a carry gun, that is a small frame, that is a 9mm, you run the risk of beating it to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just, you know, when I saw that, it addresses the problem, because a lot of these, my problem with the 365 was it was really tight to rack the slide. It was really short to rack the slide. My hand completely covered the ejection port when I would run it back, if I ran it back the Jaeger method.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. When I showed that in a video, everybody's like, nobody does that. I want to
pull the which method? Wait, the Jaeger method. Which one are you talking about?
Well, you know, Jaeger used to grab it by the back of the slide and slingshot it.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people do that. They do it that way because it works with every semi-automatic gun.
Right.
So with the 365, when I would do that, my hand would still be over the ejection port, and I would actually obstruct it to the point to where, and everybody would be like, nobody does that.
Hmm.
I was just thinking, well, that's not, I call it the Jaeger method because they really preach that at tactical response. Or they did.
Yeah. And don't ever press check at tactical response.
I press check.
Chewed out.
Well, they can chew me out. That's fine. they can chew me out. I had one guy there that I think is the sole remaining instructor of the time I was there. And he tried to all these little army basic training tricks on everybody. And I was like, shut up, man. I've been through this before. Just move on. Go tell them that. It's not going to work with me, okay?
It's stress inoculation. It you know, if you haven't been to basic training, that's a lot of what it is. It's getting the stress level up super high to where when stuff happens, you're inoculated to the stress.
Yeah. It's also,
that's all it is.
In basic training, you're in a socialistic atmosphere with a lot of repercussions if you strike the instructor. And there's no such thing in place at tactical response in my class, anyway. We're coming up on the next break. MGS.edu, that is the portal by which you go and find out what you may want to do for your next, if you want to reinvent yourself, if you're looking at things saying, well, sort of tired of this, or I'm tired of that, I might would like to try that. Or if you're a competitive shooter and you just want to understand guns better. Very easy, very lightweight educational program waiting for you to further your understanding about the mechanics of a firearm. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is reacting to the midterm elections at the White House one day after polls officially closed across the country, acknowledging Democratic wins and losses.
While any seat lost is painful, some good Democrats didn't win the last night. Democrats had a strong night, and we lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
Republicans lost the Pennsylvania Senate seat, but performed strongly on the gubernatorial front. Mortgage application volume isn't changing much despite interest rates increasing slightly. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying it fell by a tenth of a percent last week. That came as the 30-year rate went past 7.1%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. Did you hear me almost go Ed Sullivan-esque there?
I did.
This portion
of the
show.
It was impressive.
Do you think anybody gets that reference? Not many.
I barely get that reference.
Well, I mean, there used to be this show called The Ed Sullivan Show, and Ed Sullivan, he sort of looked like the arch-villain in that movie Phantasm with shorter hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You weren't anybody in show business, so you were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
And a lot of people were made famous or became more famous because they went against the weird rule on there. You know, the Doors. You know, the line in Light My Fire where he says, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher." They told them, "Do not say higher."
Yeah.
You know, say, "Girl, it couldn't get much better." And Jim Morrison, when it went live, he looked right into the camera and said, "Couldn't get much higher." And that kind of skyrocketed them. Who was the other one? Didn't Elvis do something? Or no, Elvis was ticked off because they made him stand up there with a real hound dog, right?
I don't know. Elvis, when they filmed Elvis, and I don't know if it was Sullivan or not, they would only film him from the waist up. They would only frame him up that way from the waist up because he was Elvis the pelvis back then.
Yep.
Boy, we used to get away with some felonies back in the day, didn't we? Or was it more romper room esque compared to today? Anyway, enough of that. I live in South Carolina, and Zeke lives in Tennessee. And Tennessee and South Carolina both have shall issue provisions in place. And in now, I think in Tennessee, you get a permit to carry without a provision as to how you carry. Is that correct?
Correct. We also have constitutional carry.
Yes, that's right.
But I recommend to everyone, because I made this mistake, you know, I had my carry permit. We switched to constitutional carry, and I just didn't renew it. And with my line of work, I travel a lot. And I'm driving through Arkansas, and I get pulled over by this very, very cool police officer. And I was like, what I always do, I pull out my license. I say, I have a loaded firearm on my hip at 4 o'clock. I know you don't have to report it to the police, but I try to ease their mind a little bit.
Sure.
You know, hey, I'm telling you, I've got one, you know, and I want everything to go smooth with this traffic stop. And he's like, all right, great. Thank you for carrying. He actually thanked me. He's a pro 2A guy. Goes back to his car, comes back. He's like, all right, I'm going to give you a warning. Slow it down. And FYI, your carry permit expired. And I was like, yeah, well, we've got and then it hit me. I'm like, oh, we have constitutional carry in Tennessee, but that's not reciprocity to all these other states.
Yeah.
Crap. So I had to go get my permit renewed. And so now I've got that. But, you know, so people who have constitutional carry, if you travel out of the state, make sure you still have a permit. Because, you know, like us, we got constitutional carry, but we still issue permits. So
right.
Got to remember that.
Well, I mean, the permit is so that you can travel beyond your borders, right? Wherever you have reciprocity with. Now, in South Carolina, we do not have constitutional carry. We do have shall issue. And in South Carolina, we have no provision for open carry. Now, with Tennessee, did you have to have a permit to open carry, or did you did that not become legal until constitutional carry occurred?
I'm pretty sure as long as you had your permit, you could do either one.
Okay. So here in South Carolina, the only way you can open carry is to have a concealed carry permit, which is the weirdest thing. For a time, we were looking at constitutional carry, but that would have only applied to concealed. So the only way you could constitutionally carry would be concealed, which I don't even know
how. And I know Kentucky. I know Kentucky was like that. You know, to conceal, you have to have a permit. To open carry, you don't have to. It's not.
So in Tennessee, do you have no guns allowed signs?
We do, but they are very specific. You know, the biggest kicker that almost, you know, there's some, and I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to get anybody in trouble because I like the way they do this. There's some companies that are, you know, franchises or huge corporations that they may have a blanket rule for all of their places of business. Some of gave away what it was. But then here locally in Tennessee, they will place their sign in a way that makes that sign now not valid. You know, one of the things in the state law for Tennessee, it has to be eye level. So there's almost this nod from either the franchisee or the store manager or whatever when they put that, you know, no guns allowed sign down at the bottom of a glass door where it's down at your feet. Because then it's not a valid sign. So it's almost kind of like a tip of the hat. Hey, you know, we have to do this corporate-wise, but we need you in here. Come on in.
Well, in South Carolina, do those signs carry the weight of the law?
They do to an extent. Most of the time, you just get kicked out. You're not going to get arrested or anything.
Right. In South Carolina, they do carry the weight of the law. But like you, they have to be in a specific place. Now, do yours have to be at every entrance and exit in order for them to be valid?
I'm not going to say yes or no because I don't know for sure.
Right.
I would imagine so.
They do here. And very few companies actually do that. That's
right.
Whenever I see one on the front door, I drive around to the back door. And especially grocery stores. Grocery stores are there's only one that actually knows what to do out of all of those out there. And I'm not going to name whom that is because then everybody else who thinks they're getting it right will actually get it right. And then in my state, they'll be carrying the weight of law. And I can't have that. So
Right.
But I find that interesting. So, in do you know, here, you know what? I'll look that up while we're talking. number of permit holders. You know what? I'll look that up in the break. It's not that widespread here in South Carolina. I think there's probably like, I don't think 10% of South Carolina has a concealed carry permit. Do you know what it's like in Tennessee?
What percentage of the state?
Yes, sir.
You know what? I can look that up as well.
How many?
But I'm sure. I mean, I know where I am in Tennessee. There are a lot of concealed carry permit holders.
Right.
It's a dangerous area. You know, I love the city of Memphis. I truly do. But there's a lot of crime here, so there are a lot of concealed carry holders.
I wonder. In the searches going, in the search I'm getting, how many registered gun owners are in Tennessee? Is that the NFA? Because they show Tennessee with a number, 121,140 registered guns.
See, that stuff is weird to me. You know, we supposedly don't have a registration. We right. all know that the ATF can access the records of purchases at any time.
But what if that's
and know
NFA?
Where the guns are? Right, that's a lot of NFA items in Tennessee.
Well, I mean, would they even know that some of these are short-barreled rifles and some of these are just suppressors and stuff like that? They probably wouldn't know that, would they? I'll tell you what, we'll discuss this on the other side. We're coming up on the next break. MTS.edu, this is where you can learn to access these kind of things that Zeke and I access without any effort whatsoever. Just because we're good. MTS.edu, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Zeke Stout, because it's time to geek out with Zeke Stout. And you went and looked up the percentages. What did you find?
10% of Tennesseans have a concealed carry license. So that's a pretty low number from what I thought it would be. I thought it would be up around 15. But, I mean, it's still good. The interesting thing is I looked up county by county. And one of the lowest concealed carry is Nashville, of all places. But Nashville's turning kind of weird. And then the highest county in the state of Tennessee is where Lynchburg is, the home of Jack Daniels, at 14%.
Yeah. And right across the border from me in North Carolina in Asheville, which is a beautiful city. Beautiful city. It's also spiking in crime, and they also have a very high percentage of them carry permits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting to me. Asheville, and I don't know what it's like in Tennessee, but Asheville is like this. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, it's right across the border here.
They have a lot of bear attacks. Because they have these little like outposts in the middle of, and they put a little outpost in the middle of a wilderness, and you're just driving through it, and you're like, oh, this is lovely. But then you read, hey, somebody was taking out the garbage behind the subway shop the other day, got mauled by a bear.
Yep.
So yeah, that's interesting. So SHOT Show's coming up.
Yes, it is.
This will be a maskless SHOT Show.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last time I saw you, when it was maskless.
Yes.
That's why we.
Yeah, that was 2020.
Yeah,
right.
We looked pretty good without our masks on in that one, I thought. Despite that marked height difference.
Well, everybody found the loophole at last year's SHOT Show that you had to have a mask unless you were drinking. So everybody would walk around with a bottle of water and just have their mask pulled down. Uh-huh. And. You know, if somebody's like, you got your mask, and you go, I'm drinking water. Oh, okay, go ahead. It's like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Do they allow liquor on the floor at SHOT Show?
I think so, because there's been a lot of companies that will have, like, I don't know, hard liquor, but there's been a lot of companies that have had, like, kegs towards the end of the day, and they'll cater in, like, a bar and stuff. So I think you can. I don't know if you can just walk around with it or if you have to stay around that area. But, yeah, that'd be.
I don't know. Here, down here in South Carolina, the new thing is you can buy a beer or a drink and then walk around in the grocery. They have bars in the grocery store, and you can walk around while you're drinking, shopping.
Oh, wow.
But it's still on the same premises. They don't have that in Tennessee?
What? Now, say that again.
So there's like there's two grocery chains around here. Harris Teeter and
right.
Lowe's, which is actually a grocery store, not the hardware place. And they both have bars, and you can buy a plastic cup of beer or a plastic cupped drink, and you can walk around and do your grocery shopping while you're having your Manhattan or your Stella Artois.
I have not seen that.
So I just wondered if that's because that would be the way to go, because I'd be like, hey, man, I'm drinking a Bertoni? Is that a Peroni? I'm drinking a Peroni beer. Of course, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm way too cool. Beware. No, I don't need no stinking mask.
Yeah.
You know, in 2020, didn't I see all the Chinese wearing masks that were there?
They always do, though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it like didn't work then.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was interesting. So, in the do you expect to see, will this be a scaled down SHOT Show? Because my understanding is a lot of people didn't go last time, and they didn't. Did they have it at two different venues?
They did, and I loved it because you actually got to get a lot of work done because you didn't have these. I've got like 2 minutes. Tell me, talk to me. 2 minutes. I got to go to the next thing. You know, because there weren't a lot of people there, so you go to booths and you get a lot of time with people. So there's part of me that kind of hoped it's not blowing the doors out like it used to. But I get that's how they make revenue, too, so I'm not going to complain if they don't. But it's at the Venetian Expo and Caesars Forum, too. I never set foot. No, I take that back. I did walk over to the Caesars Forum at one point.
How close is that?
It's right across. You go, you know, the back of the Expo Center where they would have, like, an outdoor bar area?
Yeah.
There's now a bridge that goes across to the other expo area.
Did they not?
You just walk across.
I thought they had a monorail going to it. Do they have that?
Unless I went to the wrong place.
Okay.
I mean, SHOT Show is huge, but I'm pretty sure it was just right across that bridge.
Yeah, that would that'll be interesting. I haven't been in a couple of years now, and it'll be interesting to go back to it and everything else and see how what is the ebb and flow. But what do you go to do when you go?
For SHOT Show?
Yeah.
So when I used to do strictly media, we'd go to do interviews, we'd go to range day, we'd do videos, all that stuff. With the school, the last couple times I went was sourcing the build that we now launched, which if you go to mgs.edu, you can see all those builds now. So part of it was sourcing better prices on tools, having meetings, and just kind of getting our name out there. This SHOT Show, I'm going to almost 100% try to schedule as many media appearances, interviews, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as I can.
Well, do come and film with me. Do come and film with me, of course.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll have to wear something interesting if we're going to geek out, though, you know.
Yeah, I always wear something.
Geek out with Zeke Stout, yeah. I'm going to bring the box with all the stuff in it. I've got to figure out how many. Every day I'll be rolling around with like a stack of Pelican cases.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
I'm going to try.
Don't bring that. Oh, that was the other thing that was good last year. You didn't get hit by all those rolly carts as much.
Gotcha. I didn't know there was a problem with the rolly carts.
Oh, you've never, like, had them take out your ankles, the people that drag the carts behind them?
Oh, I'm always watching for them. I'm always watching for those guys.
If you're not watching, you'll get, you know, leveled by those things.
The trial of the rolly carts. Do you spend a lot of time in the media room and the press room?
I used to. I haven't had credentials in 3 years, 4 years.
So you can't get in unless you're invited.
Yeah, and okay. I'm going to kind of hint that, Lock and Love Radio has a segment with me. So
Yeah. That'll be fine. I'll get up there and I'll show them our picture that I've got of me and you and going, you absolutely let this dude in. Yeah, you do. You absolutely let this dude in. I might be hanging around up there just because they have all the coffee machines and all the snacks and everything. I mean, you don't have to walk that far. That's the thing, isn't it? All that walking. SHOT Show is
the walking.
The walking.
That walking gets you.
I'm in better shape now, Zeke. I'll be able to hang this time for the first time ever.
I'm
going to have to be because in 2020 I was like rolling this cart. I had a push cart. And my back started to go on me on that, and all of a sudden a hand reaches down and is like, damn it, Freddie, do you need help? And I look up and it's Jaeger. So I know that won't be in the offing because he's no longer with us and he is missed, but that's all beside the point. Thank you for joining me today, mgs.edu. Go check them out. If you're looking for a new career, if you're looking to reinvent.
Especially with our new program.
Yeah. That's the thing. They are absolutely kicking it in gear. And as for me, I'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Always going to be, always has been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate at Staccato. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate
at Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.